This place isn't really a town, yet it has its own zip code. Sometimes it's a bit of a game to see exactly how much or little you can write on an envelope and still get a letter to arrive here. Chances are, if you simply write the zip code, it will make it. It's part of our Best of 2024 series, next on the American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
At Exit 68 on Interstate 80 in Wyoming, you'll see what appears to be a town called Little America. Spencer Riggs says it's really not a town, but rather the complex that S.M. Covey built for travelers in the 1930s. It does have its own zip code, though.
Having its own zip code and being as unique as it is, you can write simply a zip code, and we'll get it. We've tried that several times. I like to fish, and so I commonly will use the address Big Fish Little America, Wyoming, and I'll put that out there with the zip code, and I'll get it.
There's a post office here. It's part of one of the buildings that has hotel rooms. And if you're driving here, you won't miss the place, given all the signs you'll see.
As you go down I-80, you're going to see our big, bright, red, white, blue billboards that have just a couple of words message that lets you know the sort of services we have.
That's the way they advertised from the beginning, and it still works today, promoting such things as the ever-popular 75-cent cones. You'll also find an interesting animal depicted here.
A lot of businesses have like their little mascot or something that represents them. The penguin is a really fun way to represent Wyoming, and we get asked that all the time. Why so many penguins?
And those penguins are a tip of the hat to Admiral Byrd's Little America post in Antarctica.
While Admiral Byrd was there, they captured 13 different penguins and brought them back on an expedition. Knowing about Little America that had been established, he brought some of those to us as a gift.
In fact, you'll find one of those stuffed penguins from Antarctica in the hotel lobby, and images of penguins adorn the tops of many buildings. Spencer says that they have everything that S.M. Covey established here in the 1930s, but it's now newer and better, attracting a new generation of travelers to the outpost along the transcontinental route. Traveling the countryside in Little America, Wyoming, I'm Andrew McCrae.